This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And with us this morning, now hard to say, but former Roseburg City Councilor Allison Akers. Good morning.
Hi, Kyle.
So you recently announced your resignation. Talk about how all that came together.
Well, just a lot going on in my life. I'm going to be moving up to Ruston, Washington, which is by Point Defiance in Tacoma, and had kind of had that in the works. Have owned a home up there since 1992. When my renters had given me notice in November, I thought they had been in there 21 years. So I thought, okay, so that's the final decision. And so I had been negotiating with my current contract through State Farm, and came to a decision that I will be transitioning up there starting in May.
So it's a lot of big changes all at once.
Yes, it was a little bit overwhelming at times, but it's all coming together.
Now, how long have you been in Roseburg?
21 years, 21 plus years. I came July 17th of 2000.
And as a lot of people know, you had a different job before your current one.
Yes, I worked for Macy's for 25 years, assistant store manager in Tacoma, Washington. And when this job came open for the Roseburg store down here, I managed that for 12 years.
So when you were starting out down here, had you ever been in Roseburg before?
One time in college or coming through, you know, but I graduated Oregon State and had come down here with some friends.
So what were your thoughts? I mean, moving from the big city to Roseburg had to be quite a change.
Well, I grew up in a town of 300, St. Paul, Oregon, which is up by Woodburn. So actually, this is just a larger scale of where I grew up and community involvement's in my blood. So,
yeah, you've been known for a lot of things in the community, not just Macy's and then State Farm.
Yeah, you know, right now, boards, YMCA, Rotary, Zonta, you know, and then previously on Umpqua Training and Employment and the Cobb School Board. So, you know, just it's very important to give back. And then also in the chamber. So, you know, I was chamber president 2007. So, you know, all things just kept leading to other opportunities.
And how long have you been on the council, and how did you get into that?
So I got a call if I was interested in 2014, and I took the person up on that and was elected in November of that year, and it just coincided with my appointment to an office for State Farm at the same time, so they both came together at the same time.
What's it been like being on the city council?
You know, it definitely challenges. I think it makes you feel good. I think helping any way you can to try to make our city livable, safer. I think sometimes people don't realize that these are volunteer positions you are elected to. But definitely an education there constantly, you know, especially in this day of social media, some of the emails you get, there are form letters and, you know, stating, you know, what do we pay you for and that. And so just an education and people understand, you know, your report to your ward. There's two counselors per ward.
So how many emails do you normally get as a city councilor?
Oh, God, there's lots of junk email. I'd say usually 10 to 15 a day. So you just kind of have to weed through. A lot of them are just spam.
What are some of the things being on the council you're happy to happiest to have seen happen?
One of the major things was when the library was closing. There were probably about 200 people that filled the room that evening when we were having to make a decision on that, and some key stakeholders from the community that were stepping up to help, but listening to what we were saying. And I just felt that we had a responsibility to keep a library. If you don't have a library, you know, all those things get people when they're moving or looking at your city, your schools, your library, your healthcare. All those things are so important. So that was a really big accomplishment, I felt. for all of us.
And that was something, I mean, a new venture for the city, since that had always been a county situation.
Definitely. You know, I mean, it said Douglas County Library on the outside. And but the fact that it was right in the city, and, you know, we just had a great opportunity when ESD stepped up to help house that, you know. And, you know, we're in a different world, a lot of virtual use of books, but still definitely important to have books that people can touch and feel.
Did it get your attention when the closure of the county library system made national news?
Oh, definitely. And I think the biggest wake-up for me was I had a 10-year-old at the time, and he came home from school, and he said, "Mom, do you know that they're closing our library?" And I, when I heard that out of his mouth, and it hadn't even been made public, that was one of the last things I said at the council meeting that night, and you could hear a pin drop. You know, the fact that it was going to impact our kids in ways that as sometimes adults, we don't get to see that lens.
How have you liked how the rollout has gone of the city operating the library?
I think it's been, you know, relatively seamless. You know, you could talk to the director over there. She would tell you, and she is awesome, that it's a great partnership. And to be able to have rooms available again for people to meet in, you know, there is a fee for that, of course, but just to have that venue, because, you know, there aren't a lot of venues anymore for people to meet.
So what are some of the things as you look to make this transition? Well, first of all, how soon are you actually moving?
May 23rd, my wheels hit the pavement. So my son's graduating from college May 7th in Arizona, and he'll be relocating to Beaverton. But once I get through that and get the rest of the things in order, I'm heading out.
So have you already started packing?
You know, I bought a 24-foot U-Haul way back when I was trying to decide what to do with what I had left in my house that I'd lived in for over 21 years. So that is at my sister's house in Independence, and my siblings, there's five of us, are all caravanning up with me to get the rest of it up there. So anything I didn't get rid of or sold is in that U-Haul.
So, I mean, you bought a U-Haul?
I bought a U-Haul. That can be done. It's like a pod on wheels. So I will be reselling that.
I don't think I've ever known of anyone buying a U-Haul.
I've got like three people backed up wanting to buy it because, you know, storage is expensive.
So instead of storing it, you just buy the vehicle to store it in and you can take it wherever you want.
Exactly. And you don't have to unload it till you're ready, right? You don't have to put it in the storage unit and pack her back up again.
But you're not planning to live in the U-Haul.
I don't know. That could be. No, I'm kidding. But no, but I am renovating my house. It's a two-bedroom, so I'll have my camp trailer and live it on site there.
And talk about the area where you're relocating.
Gosh, if any of you have ever been to Point Defiance in North Tacoma, it's right by the Vashon Ferry. It's a zoo and aquarium, plus the new development, the Ruston, Point Ruston development. It's all on the waterfront. My house is within walking distance to all of that, and just a great, great place. And the weather doesn't bother me. I like storms. You know, you're right by the bay, so it's still a coastal feel.
So what are you going to miss the most about Roseburg?
The people. The people. There are great people here. And I think of all the transitions I've had to go through here, I couldn't have had a better place to do that for my boys, just transitioning jobs, and I wanted to keep them stable. So all those things, met all those things.
All right, Allison Eggers, we'll call this your exit interview on the radio with, I don't think the U-Haul is actually in the parking lot, though, is it?
No, it's at my sister's in Independence in an undisclosed location.
All right, very good. Allison, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.